Lori Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Lives. This Activating Abundance episode is about how I activated more abundance in my life with the purchase of my Tesla recently. Thought this would be a fun, kind of an appropriate subject since I spent 8 hours and 15 minutes in my car yesterday. So, and you might hear some background noise. I'm at my oldest daughter's house. I'm watching her four children, four of my six grandchildren, while they're going off for their 10th wedding anniversary. I offered to come down and I wanted them to have some time away because they're not the kind of parents who get babysitters very often. And they basically, with COVID, you know, it's been really hard. So they are off having a great time. And three are at school and one is just down for a nap. So I'm going to squeeze in this podcast episode. And I wanted to talk about how I brought more abundance into my life by making this purchase and how we often operate. In fact, I was coming from more of a lack mindset when I was trying to decide whether to buy this car or any car for that matter. And so it was just moving into a abundance mindset mode from the decision point and stepping into abundance at the point at which I was trying to make the decision. And then all of the abundance that flowed into my life as a result. So I wanted to speak to that because often we make decisions based on a lack mindset and not an abundant mindset. And this is a great example. So I had a 9-year-old car. I've never had a car that long and it was paid off. And so I think oftentimes when we have a car that's paid off, which honestly is a rarity in my life, because you normally I would trade in cars before I ever pay them off. There's still payment being made. So I was very proud of myself that I had paid off my car. And so my decision was only around the payment. I was making my decision based on, oh, it's just going to cost me more because then I'm going to have a payment and I really don't want another payment. So is that what our decision should be made on? And where are we coming from? We're coming from a scarcity, like, oh, it's going to take away from my bank account. It's more coming from a place of, I don't have the money, or I could use money on something else, something better. I have a perfectly fine car, even though it was 9 years old, but it was also starting to show signs of age. It was, I just had it in for maintenance. I had had some extra stuff go wrong. I could tell that the brakes were getting ready to need to be replaced. It had just about like 92,000 miles on it. So, which is great for a 9-year-old car, but I could feel that, like, when you step on the brakes, it was kind of getting like, it wasn't soft anymore. It's starting to grind a little bit. And so I was like, okay, how much money am I going to have to put in to maintenance of this car? So I might not have a car payment, but I have this unknown, which is looming maintenance costs of a 9-year-old, 10-year-old car. So, and then I started thinking, you know, well, am I being, irresponsible, you know, because some people, I was going into this decision with, again, not thinking of the positives of what the new car would bring, but the negatives, you know, and that's what we do. That's what we tend to do that. And we look at, like, you know, what I'll lose, not what I'll gain. So the positive things that I got from my car that I never considered is just based on kind of our brain. Our humans make decisions based on their past experience, right? On what we know. They don't think about what they don't know because they don't know it. But that is one of the reasons why visualizing dreams, having a vision board, and putting yourself in that future of what you desire and having it and living it, because that is when we get to experience things before they actually happen. So that is really where the abundance comes in, right? Because you can feel it even though you haven't experienced it, but if you really imagine it in your dreams, then you can. But most of us operate from, and we don't do the visioning, we don't do the visualizing. And in fact, I didn't even, this car was not even on my radar. It wasn't on my vision board. Another car was on my vision board, a gas guzzler, another SUV. And so this started overtaking my thoughts because my next door neighbor got a Tesla and I was really intrigued with it. And I went on the website. So it became kind of like this thing. I could just couldn't get it out of my mind. And when something you can't get out of your mind, then of course, you need to lean into that and say, okay, what is this? Let me learn more about it. So that's what I did. But I just was not coming from a place of abundant for the dis abundance from the decision, but from the decision-making standpoint. So, but when we operate from a place of abundance and trust that if we move forward with what we truly desire, all will be okay. That the universe, in its magical way, will support that decision. And I know it sounds crazy to some people if you're especially thinking about a money decision and you're like, well, financially, it's probably better to keep my car knowing what I know now. Knowing what I know now, I won't have any payments. And knowing what I know right now, there's no maintenance that's needed. It's just so you just have to kind of like envision going forward. Envision, okay, so that's what I started to do. I started to think, okay, this is gonna, on the long run, cost more money because it's an older car. And then this new car, and what really started driving me into more of the abundant mindset is, this is brand new, totally different technology. What will I learn? It was very intriguing to me. And the more I thought about it, the more it lit me up, the more I got really excited about it. And the more I wanted to learn more, the more I went and looked at a showroom first, looked inside. Then the next step was going to test drive it. And then when I test drive it, I just kind of fell in love with it. So what I did is I decided to make a list. So I wanted to share how deciding to step into that abundance mindset to make the decision to pay for the car, to purchase the car, to trade in my old car, it allowed me to receive so much more abundance in return. And that's what happens when, like, you trust the universal laws, and it's like if you are grateful, if you move forward with the desire that and all will be okay. You trust the process, then again, it will all work itself out. And really, what happened, which is so crazy about the whole money side, is that in May is when I ordered the car. And in June, I was going to be supporting my coach in the launch of his program. He launches it once a year. And so I was signed up to be an affiliate. I had applied to be affiliate. I'd never been affiliate with him before. And I was really excited about doing it. I wanted to learn how to be an affiliate. I wanted to, he has a great program for affiliates. And it was just a really great experience. And so I thought, I'm going to do this. Might make a little extra money, who knows? But regardless, I'm going into it just with like knowing I'm going to learn a lot. And that was in June, end of June, beginning of July. I picked up my car June 10th. So before I already made the decision to purchase a car, I hadn't made my first payment yet, because usually the delay before you have to make your first payment. As an affiliate, I earned Now I'm getting a check from him, from what I earned as affiliate, that is more than covering my monthly payment. And that's going to continue for the next year. So, and this is what I'm saying, if you trust the process and you move forward with abundance, you never know what you're going to receive. And it doesn't necessarily have to be money. It could have been, there's so many other things on my list of what came to me abundantly. But that's just an example of that. Here I would be sitting with an older car, probably paying a big, writing a big check for new brakes and not having gotten so much from the experience of having the new car and the experience I've had for the last 2 or 3 months. And who knows, maybe what I did with as an affiliate wouldn't have turned out the way it had. But now looking in retrospect, now my payment's fully covered for the next 12 months. And you never know where how the abundance is going to show up. It might not be the money, but it can show up in so many different ways. All right, so I made a list of a few things that I wanted to share, and it's a great episode also if you're even considering buying an electric car or buying a Tesla. So there's are a lot of electric car choices. A lot of people, a lot of companies are getting into the electric car business. One of the reasons I was intrigued with Tesla is, well, I've heard about Tesla for a while. My next door neighbor had just bought a car, and so he was telling me, all about it. I had thought that they were really expensive, like over $100,000, but there's a few models to choose from, and there are affordable models that you're not, selling your first grandchild to buy. So yeah, so this one was I got the Model 3. It's the cheapest model that you can buy. The Y is not much more, but I test drove the Y and the 3, and I loved the 3. I just loved the look of it, and it was like driving a sports car. It just was so much fun. So I went from this SUV to this kind of much smaller car. But of the things that I have on my list, I have like five different things. But one of the things that came so abundant to me was, have you ever been in buying a car, in that whole like experience of buying a car, and how it's like one of the worst experiences that anyone can suffer through? The buying process for a Tesla is so different than anything I'd ever experienced before. And you don't even need to see anybody. You don't even have to ever visit a showroom and see a salesperson. So my next door neighbor offered for me to test drive his car, but I could have done that. I could have test driven his car, or driven it and then gone to the website and ordered. But I decided to go and test drive it at a dealership. So I did see somebody. But so number one, they didn't rush at me when I walked in the door. I had to actually go find somebody that was at desk. And so then when I test drove it, I didn't have anybody in the car with me. I just went and test drove it all by myself. So that was a different experience. So you use a card, like a credit card, to get into a Tesla. So I had never experienced, I had a key that used, my SUV was a key. I know a lot of people have fobs now. My husband drives a car that has a fob, but I don't use it very often. So that whole fob and not using a key is very unusual to me. So I test drove it, loved it. So then I didn't, I was just like, I'm thinking about it. I'm really interested. Let me, she's like, oh, just go to the website and order when you want to order. So, and we were also going through on the East Coast, the gas shortage, the Colonial Pipeline had shut down. And so that day I test drove, like that night, all the gas and all the gas stations, you couldn't get any gas. So I knew that people would start coming out of the woodwork to get electric cars that probably hadn't considered it before, or were considering it and hadn't made the move. And then with the buying process with Teslas is you order them, and then the inventory, it's like quarterly. So if you miss, like buy or order a car and it's at the end of the kind of cycle for that quarter, you have to wait till the next quarter to get a car. So it's kind of an odd scenario, but you order it and then you can also trade it in. So they give you a price on your car. They don't even look at your car. You know, that's a whole other thing. That's a part of the car buying process. So they gave me a really good price on my car. And so I was like, well, that's a great deal. And then I took it a couple other places. And Carvana, I'm going to give a plug for Carvana. Carvana, I ended up getting $2,500 more from Carvana, and it was a very late in the process. I was actually going to turn it in the next day to the Buick dealership because they offered me the same price as Tesla did. And I thought, you know, I'd just rather get it done here locally than having to like navigate it like remotely because the Tesla dealership was like 2 hours from my house. So anyways, but CarMax was like $3,500, $3,500 less than Carvana. Carvana gave me the best deal, and that was an amazing experience. All on the website, never had to go in any kind of brick and mortar to do any kind of transaction. So I sold my car for a lot of money, a lot more than I thought I would. And I didn't have to deal with any really person, except the person who came to check it out to make sure it wasn't damaged in any way, and then put a lockbox out for the wrecker to come pick up and get. So a very interesting whole buying and trading in process that I went through. So I test drove it, and then I went, came back, went to the website and ordered it. And it took about, I want to say, maybe 4 weeks to get it. But I didn't have to trade in my car until I got my new car. So the process was so seamless, so easy, and so unusual, and the financing part. So you know, you had to go like to the back room with the guy in the white shirt and tie that had all the forms and put them in the printer and the like. I don't know how they ever came out so like perfect. I guess they did a lot of these forms every day. But the whole finance aspect, and you would spend, if you bought a car in the dealership, you would spend hours in the dealership. It was like you might as well like, you know, commit a whole day. And so this was very little, you know, in person. And if like I said, if I had not have gone into the dealership, I could have done everything on the website remotely. And the other thing that is so great is they have a service, mobile service. So if you need your car serviced, they just come to your house and do it. And if your car needs to be taken, then they'll take it for you. So you don't have to go into the service department like you do for a lot of different cars, and you don't have to go in and have like oil changes because it's a battery operated car. So the whole gift of this amazing positive experience of trading my car in, buying a car, and financing my car was so worth it. So worth it because I'm so used to the traditional way of doing things. You know, that's all I've ever done my whole life. And to know that one day my grandchildren are never going to know the old way, it's kind of crazy. When they buy cars, it's probably going to be as easy as it has been for me to do this. You know, it's interesting because Tesla doesn't really need the kind of dealerships like the, you know, Ford and Chrysler and Buick and all those need, because it's all on the website. So number two, adapting to a completely different way of doing something. That gives me so much, you know, satisfaction of like this new technology, that going from gas to electric. And I think I was a little resistant at first because I was like, oh my goodness, oh my gosh, you know, just assuming it's going to be hard. Well, anything you do, anything new you learn is going to be hard, right? Because it's not like what you know. But do you want to define it as hard, or do you want to define it as, oh, that'll be a good challenge? Having a challenge is to me putting you in such a much better headspace, right? Than looking at it like hard. Because hard, I think of hard sometimes as, you know, I'm not gonna want to do it when you think hard. But when you think challenging, you're like, oh yeah, I'll do that. I'll overcome it and feel great. But so going from gas to electric in a car is Very different than going from like gas to an electric stove. So it was really different to, it's a whole different way of life when it comes to your car. So and the gas, the whole gas thing. So no more smelly hands, no more worrying about gas prices, which are skyrocketing right now, and no more time wasted like sitting at the pump twiddling your thumbs, or in the case of when the gas crisis comes, like not getting gas or getting in a line. That's, like my son-in-law ended up getting in a line because gas was running out. And I remember sitting in gas lines in previous years when I was younger with gas shortages. So adapting to this whole different way of doing something and the challenge that it brought to me and that perspective. And like eliminating the whole going to a gas station from my life. I never realized how wonderfully abundant that would feel. So that's another thing. Okay, number three, the confidence that it's given me that I have overcome this challenge, the confidence that it's given me that I can learn something that's totally different and out of my element. And I know I'm smart, I can figure things out. But it's a whole, like I said, a whole different way of life as it relates to something I've done since I was 16 years old. I mean, I almost, 50 years of my life. Almost 50 years of my life, and I'm totally changed everything I do about my car. And what how you know how it drives, how it's maintained, how it's purchased. It's just given me, I never realized that it would give me that much of a feeling of satisfaction, a feeling of satisfaction and having achieved. And like I get people, it's like just today I met my daughters. And she got a message from one of her neighbors. And he's all excited about my Tesla being in on the street and he wants to come look at it. So it's really fun because I feel like I'm now somebody that has information and people are curious and I can share my experience. And so I feel like I'm not definitely not an expert, but I know a lot more than I did and a lot more than some people do who don't have Teslas. So it's just been giving me like just learning any new thing and learning any new skill. It's kind of like learning a new skill for what it's been like for me. So the fourth thing is the fun I'm having. Like the fun of being a Tesla owner and the fun of having the experience of driving it. It just makes me so happy. It's like there's not really there's only one thing that I think sometimes it's very sensitive. If you're on cruise control, if you're on cruise control, it sometimes will sense things that aren't there, so it'll slow a little bit down. It doesn't do that on the highway, but it does it if you're on like a rural road, and I don't know if it's trees it sees or shadows it sees. I don't know what it is, but so if you're on a rural road, and a lot of people would rather not use cruise control on a rural road. It just so happens when I was traveling to Charleston yesterday, there was a rural road that you could go like 55 miles an hour on. And so, yeah, I ended up turning off the cruise control for that. But other than that, every other feature, every other thing that benefit of the car, efficiency, look, aesthetics, and some of the features are so cool. So, I just look at it and it makes me happy. So that's it. So the fun that I'm having and then the pleasure that I'm getting. So the fifth is the pleasure. So fun and pleasure can kind of be bundled into the same thing, but the fun was more about being a Tesla owner, connecting with other Tesla owners. When you go to the charging station, you meet people and you get in conversations. It's like you're part of a club, right? A car club. And I'm all about like connecting with people. So that's been so much fun. My grandkids are fascinated about it. Like the neighbor who just messaged my daughter about it. When I parked yesterday, I had to go to the bathroom, so I parked my car. I charged it just while I was going in to go to the bathroom to give me a little more juice for getting here to Charleston. And a guy came out of the restaurant and he saw me coming from the, charging area, and he's like asked me all these questions about it. So it's just so much fun, that people are interested. So chatting about that. So that's really fun. Having that knowledge and sharing it and connecting with people. But the pleasure that I'm getting from how it makes me feel, like I get so happy just to sit in that car. I get so happy when I get to come down into my garage, unplug it, and get in it and just go to the grocery store. And what is that worth? What is like just the happiness quotient, like of it going up, my happy meter going up every single day just because of a stupid car? But it's like, and that's what I mean, where the abundance just keeps, it's like the gift that keeps giving, just because I stopped coming from a lack mindset in my decision to buy it and moved into a state of abundance. It was like, okay, I'm gonna do this, gonna have a car payment now. Doesn't matter. I'm just gonna believe that this is the right thing to do. And even though I don't have a car payment now, I'm just gonna do it. And the funny thing is, I had the money. I could have paid cash for the car, but that wouldn't have been a wise decision. I don't feel like taking money out of my savings is the right thing to do to buy a car. And it was very, very low interest rate. And so, and the example I gave you of, trusting the process, and then here I am having it covered for the next 12 months, the payment. So it's kind of crazy. And what I'll close with is just, so I was talking about the pleasure I'm getting from how it makes me feel. And I thought I'd just share for anybody who's interested in Teslas or electric cars in general, and you can compare what other features are for other cars. I mean, some cars nowadays, it's been so long since I've bought a car, they have more electronics in them and do probably some of these things. But these are my favorite things that the car does. So first of all, I got a white car. And I've had a white car before. I had a Honda Accord that I loved, but I think it had black seats. I don't think it. I never have had white seats, and this is like white, like sugar white, and it's so pretty. I wanted to get the white seats. They're a little bit of an upcharge, but it's just so beautiful, and they're like black on the side, and there's black carpet, so the whole like black and white looks so nice. And the other thing, and it's a little thing, but the handles of the car are black. So it's kind of cool with the black and white look. And there's some like little black, there's cameras on the car. So there's eight cameras that are all around the car, and some of them are black. So there's these little black trim things around the car. But I love it because it's got a lot of security on it, and the cameras are like constantly rolling. So you can, I think that's a setting. So you can, because obviously some of this stuff does take battery power to operate. So if you're trying, like battery's low and you want to save battery, you can turn it off. But it's really great, like if you're going and parking in the city, or you're going somewhere unusual, or even in the grocery store parking lot. If somebody bangs into your car with a cart, you will get a video of it. So there's a flash drive, and you can take it out, and you can take it to the police. If somebody, does some vandalism to your car, you have a video of it. So I love that it has that in terms of safety. The other thing, it's got this glass roof, which I've heard that two elephants can stand on top of your Tesla and won't break it. So it's pretty strong. But it's like this huge glass roof. It does have like a divider. So the front seats have one big glass thing over them, and then the back seats have another glass thing over it. But it's just a beautiful looking car, and it's not like it doesn't get hot, so it's like tinted, so it's tinted, and it doesn't open, so it's not like a sunroof. But it's just the coolest thing. It's funny because I don't know if you've ever had a sunroof, but I've had a sunroof in a couple of cars, and I never open it. So, it's like I'll open the part that lets the light in, but I don't open the part that lets the air in. So anyways, so funny. So, I know a lot of people like sunroofs, but I my last car, I didn't even have one because I didn't care. So the other thing that I love, and I know a lot of cruise controls do it, but it'll slow down so you're not having to like step on the brake. So with my Enclave, I would have to, if I was in cruise control and somebody got in front of me and was going slower than me, I would have to step on the brake. I mean, it's not a big deal, right? But I love the fact that this senses, and you can, it's a setting, so you can adjust the setting if it's, you know, like I know with the default when I first got it, it would slow down if the car was like, 50 yards ahead of me. And so now it's a little closer. But because a lot of times cars get in front of you and they're just not going the pace of the traffic and then they speed up. So I adjusted it. It works really great. And I just love it because I can just be there on cruise control and the car just adjusts the speed on its own based on the traffic around you. So that's really cool. It's got a mode where if you go into the store and it's a really hot day, you can set the climate. So there's an app. And you log into your app, you bring the app up, and you just basically go in and say, I want the temperature to be at 72 when I get back in the car. So you can set it to be cool when you get back in the car. And that is amazing. You can also unlock it remotely. So if you leave town and you forgot something in your car and you want your neighbor to go get it for you, you can, if your car is locked, you can unlock your car from wherever. So that's cool. It has a dog mode. So if you have a dog and you like to take your dog places, but you go to a store and the dog is not dog friendly, you can leave your dog in the car and it stays climate controlled for your dog. And it also has a big sign that comes up on the computer that says to anybody in really big letters, my owner will be right back and I'm good. It shows the temperature, I think, too, in the car. So I think that is the coolest thing ever. I'm thinking like Tesla people in a brainstorming meeting. Best idea ever. So those are some of the things. What else is on my list that I love? So the phone charger. Yeah, the phone charger. It has a phone charger. So a lot of the newer phones have, well, I have an Apple phone, but it you can lay it on a wireless charging surface they sell, and it'll charge. And so I don't have to plug in my phone. I just lay it on the surface in the car, and it charges, which is great because oftentimes your battery runs down, especially if you're using GPS on your phone because it eats up the battery a lot. So that is really great, but I just love the way it makes me feel. I love the way it looks. I have to have a car that looks good. You know, I'm just like that. I mean, who wants to buy an ugly car? But of course, that's personal. It's a personal preference. What I think isn't attractive to some people is attractive, and vice versa. So that's one of the reasons I didn't like the Model Y, because the Model Y, so I don't like the look of a Prius. So a lot of people have Priuses. So if you have a Prius and you like the look, that's awesome. But that's one of the reasons. And I know a lot of people buy cars for different reasons. And I know Prius was, it's good for the environment. So when it came out, it was one of the first of its kind that was good for the environment. So, there are a lot of Prius owners, but I just don't like the look of it. It looks kind of like a bug. So, but mine's a hatchback, very similar, but it's just, I don't know, it's more of a GT kind of like Triumph GT midget or whatever that car was my boyfriend in high school had. But it's just a little smaller, and I don't know, the look and feel is much, makes me happier, makes me like it better. And it's such a smooth ride. I mean, when I drive it, I almost feel like I'm on clouds. It's just the smoothest ride, and it's very quiet, so I like that too. And it's very fast. It's super fast. So you have to be careful. And my dad called me when I was younger, Leadfoot Laurie. So I happen to like to speed. It's really handy because it goes from like 0 to 60 and I don't know, 2 or 3 seconds. It's crazy. And it's really, because we have a golf cart. And so when I first drove it, the woman was like, who's letting me test drive it, she says, have you ever driven an electric car before? And I was like, well, I have a golf cart. Is it like that? And so it is a little similar because when you take your foot off the accelerator, it just basically slows completely down. So you can, even if you're going not like 70 miles an hour and you need to stop fast, you need the brake, but you can like not even use the brake if you're going certain places. But the funny thing is that when you take your foot off the gas, the brake lights go on because it is as if you're putting your brakes on. That's just how, if you're not giving something electricity, it just stops, right? And so I like that it's so fast because you can get around cars very quickly. So it's not like you don't know if you have enough time. Sometimes if you're like, especially if you're on a two-lane road and you've got the, get the dotted line and you can pass. And in the far distance, you see cars coming. Oh my gosh, I can just whip around a car so quickly. It's amazing. I love it. So those are kind of the things that are right now. Oh, and I'm always learning new things. One thing that I learned on the way down here is just because I hit something on the screen wrong. So I hit something on the screen wrong, and up comes a little window that told me what my tire pressure was on all the tires. And I thought, and I'm sure other cars do that, but I was like, isn't that nice? Because remember that little thing that you would have to use to go check your tire pressure, and you'd have to go check all four tires. And how efficient is it now to just like push a little button and get that information on your screen? I just love it. It also has karaoke. So if you are sitting at the charging station and you're bored waiting to get charged up, you could just put on karaoke and sing a song with the words. So it's like karaoke, but in the car. So that's a fun app that comes with it. You can get on the internet. Crazy. Oh, and the thing that I forgot, which is the best part, is that you're basically killing two birds with one stone with the car. So I was talking about going from gas to electric, and the thing of it is with the gas station, it's kind of like a waste of time. You're just sitting there. Whereas if you go to the charging station, the Tesla supercharging network, so there's charging places all over the place, but some are slower. And the supercharging are just like fast charging, so you don't have to be sitting there. When I plug in my car at home, it'll take, 4 or 5 hours to charge up. So you can get a good charge on the superchargers in like 35, 40 minutes. You can completely charge a car it from like zero or, whatever. You don't usually take it to zero, but from 30 miles to all the way up to what mine is. And mine's a long range, so I can get like 354 miles out of it when it's fully charged. So if you go to these charging stations, and they're always usually the superchargers are in like a business district where there's shops, there's restaurants and things like that. So you're actually killing two birds with one stone because when you're charging and you can go and eat. So you can easily, like yesterday when I was on my way down here, I stopped to pee and I charged while I was peeing. And then I stopped and I needed a bigger charge. So I walked across the street to the Starbucks. I got a cup of coffee because I was starting to fade and I needed my coffee, I needed my caffeine. And I also got something to eat there. And so by the time I got back to my car, it was charged. And so it was like so easy, so easy. And I was feeling like, man, this is efficient. I'm not like, if I had to get gas, I would have had to stop to get gas. I probably wouldn't eat at a gas station because I don't like to eat junk food at gas station type places. I'll get a cup of coffee or I'll get a, something to drink, maybe some crackers, but I typically don't eat like hot dogs from those kind of places. But maybe if in a desperate moment, I would. So I really like the fact that you can combine. I was gonna actually stop at a charging place by a Cracker Barrel because I love Cracker Barrels, but I ended up going a little bit further and stopping at another spot. So yeah, so it's just been so much fun. It's been every day is I like receive more like joy and happiness from my Tesla. So if you if you're I mean, this episode is about anything. Like if you're trying to make a decision, like first of all, think about not what you know, but what you don't know. Like what could it bring you? Just imagine what it could bring you. and visualize that. And it doesn't have to be a very instant decision. I made this decision fairly quickly, probably over the course of maybe 3 or 4 weeks. But if it's not a, something that's going to take a while, but you think about it a lot, you really desire it, but you're coming from a lack place because you're thinking, well, this is not a, your mind is thinking, logically, this doesn't make sense. It's not a good decision, but your heart's saying, yes. We'll put it on a vision board. Write it down and start thinking about it every day and visualizing yourself being in it if it's a car, being at it if it's a home or a vacation place or a trip you want to go on, but as if you're there, because then what that does, it allows the mind to then experience, even though it's imaginary, but it's as if you're there and you're not coming from a place of only what you've experienced, only inside the box. And the magic happens outside the box. So everything that you don't know is possible. So that's the funny thing about why we, when we make decisions from lack or scarcity. And then if you're interested in an electric car, then I highly recommend Tesla. But there's other ones out there you can compare to. So hope you enjoyed this episode. It's a longer one, but thought it would be fun based on my experience. And it's top of mind since I spent so much time on my car yesterday. And I, you know what? Driving back home, I'm kind of excited. Who looks forward to an 8-hour drive? Now I do because I get to be in my Tesla. All right, talk to you next week. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.